Hello and a very warm welcome to Centre Stage. Good to have you with us. Now, Haider al-Abadi was appointed on Monday as Iraq's Prime Minister designate in an effort to break the political deadlock that has deeply troubled the government while ISIL continues to commit genocide in Iraq. Now, the question that everybody is asking is whether Iraq can stop the group, which is too extreme even for al-Qaeda. Welcome back. Now, today I'm delighted to be joined by two top guests. Here in Tehran, I've got the pleasure of being joined by a very well-known and quite established political scientist, Professor Abu Muhammad Asghar Khani. It's a great pleasure to welcome you to Centre Stage.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for being with us. Now, let me just tell you that Professor Asghar Khani is Professor of International Relations at the University of Tehran. He's got his PhD in International Relations from Queen's University at Kingston, Ontario, Canada, as well as he's got real expertise in the particular field of international regimes, which really stands out. Now, crossing over to our London studio, we're delighted to be joined by a well-known Bahrain activist, Mr. Qasem Al-Hashemi. It's a great pleasure to welcome you to Centre Stage.
Thank you, sir. Welcome, you and your guest.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, let me tell you that Mr. Qasem Al-Hashemi is actually a deep analyst and a well-established Bahrain activist based in London. He's the leader of Bahrain opposition there. Time for a short break.
In his efforts to preserve the national solidarity and territorial integrity of Iraq, the country's highly respected Shia cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, has called on Iraqi politicians to choose a prime minister who can end the ongoing crisis created by the ISIL Takfiri militants. Ayatollah al-Sistani's representative, Sheikh Abdul Mahdi al-Karbalai, delivering Grand Ayatollah's message, added that politicians who cling to the posts are making a grave mistake. The reports that incumbent Premier Nouri al-Maliki, who has led Iraq since 2006, insists he should remain in the post for a third four-year term. Al-Maliki has also rejected calls by the United States and its allies to form an emergency administration or a so-called National Salvation Government. The Iraqi premier has said that a Salvation Government would amount to a coup against the country's constitution and would undermine the results of parliamentary elections held on April 30th. Al-Maliki said a law coalition won the most seats in April's parliamentary elections but failed to get a majority. He's not been able to form a coalition government yet. Under a de facto agreement among communities in Iraq, the prime minister is a Shia Arab, the president a Kurd, and the parliament speaker a Sunni Arab. The next government will have to deal with an unprecedented offensive led by the brutal ISIL terrorists who have seized parts of the country's north and west and that have committed unspeakable atrocities. Takfiri ISIL militants have vowed to continue their raid towards Baghdad. Hundreds of thousands of people, including members of Iraq's Yazidi religious minority, have been displaced in recent days after the ISIL terrorists captured Sinjar and Zumar in northern Iraq. Christian and Shabak minorities are going through the same ordeal. It seems fair to say that Iraq cannot stop ISIL genocide. A united Iraq, and only a united Iraq, most certainly can.